This is Lady Diva here on Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Here is a song by one of my guests this evening on my show, Wade C. Long. This is Running.
Let me be the first to say that I apologize sincerely. I regret it every time you're near me. Oh, I should have told you long ago. I should have never ever go. Baby, I don't want you to hear me. Please hear me.
Running like the end of time. Running if you say you're mine. No need to hurry. I'm coming to hurry.
How come we're running? How come we're running?
Lady Diva, how you doing?
All right. Tell us a little bit about that song that you wrote there, Running.
Running is actually the first release for my album coming up. It was released in November last year.
Oh,
and my
okay.
goal with that song, yeah, it was. I was trying to combine some classic R&B arrangements to a newer sound, and I was pretty happy what we were able to come up with from that track.
Right. Thank you for that information. So, Wade, where are you calling from right now?
I am calling from sunny Los Angeles, California.
All right. You're a native of Cleveland, Ohio?
Cleveland, Ohio, that's correct. Born, raised, bred in Cleveland. Been in LA for a few years now, but Cleveland is definitely my hometown.
So tell us all briefly about yourself. You growing up in Cleveland, Ohio, who inspired you to get into the music industry?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I grew up in Cleveland, but I grew up in a predominantly Caucasian neighborhood, which was good for some reasons and bad for some reasons, but one of the great reasons was it gave me kind of a smorgasbord of musical tastes. I always tell everybody I grew up listening to everybody from AC/DC to Andre Crouch. Like,
I would hang
out with my friends. Yeah, they're listening. Okay. My friends are listening to, like, Led Zeppelin. And then I'm going to church, and my church friends are listening to Andre Crouch and Richard Smallwood. So, yeah, it's, I mean, a really huge, vast, different style. So I have all kinds of people. I mean, probably my favorite person would be Luther Vandross. And I have my mom to thank for that, playing him around the house. But his voice, to me, is just like nobody else's. It just kind of inspired me on a level that nobody else I could really put up there with him.
Right. He inspired a lot of people. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he was the boss. Yeah.
Yeah. So, have you collaborated with any other artists or groups? You had produced and wrote music for some artists. Right.
That's absolutely right. I had an opportunity to kind of help develop some groups and some solo artists along the way. I mean, it was really a rewarding experience just helping develop nobody that if I mentioned you probably have heard of. But one thing about Cleveland, it's such a melting pot for talent.
Yes,
there's so many talented people there. So it's, I mean, it's just so many good artists and different kind of artists that it just kind of helped really expand my experience as far as songwriting and production.
Yes. Now, you started off in church, being a musician in church.
Absolutely. So I sang in the choir probably longer than I can actually go back in my memory almost. My grandmother was my piano teacher. And so later I actually helped people with some church plants and, you know, it was kind of a thing where who can play a keyboard, and I kind of jumped on it. So, yeah, I had a lot of experiences just doing music ministry in church and, like a lot of us have, just kind of owning our skills through being in church.
Okay, so you're like self-taught. Did you ever go to a university or college to
I didn't go to college. Like I said, my grandmother was my first piano teacher, but then I had other people. I mean, I've had a lot of people be really generous. I remember a lady in church paying for us to get, when I say us, I mean myself and my older brother, Norm, who actually works with me on a lot of stuff. I remember she just came to my mom one day and said, I'm going to pay for your son to have piano lessons. And so,
Right.
So I got to develop a lot of my craft from there. I think as I grew in my artistry, though, I kind of did developed my own style that probably a lot of technical piano teachers would have shunned just because it was kind of my own thing. But no, I never had the pleasure of actually going to school, like college, for it. I didn't.
Wow. So I would like to spin another one of your songs.
I could go for that.
I want to go ahead and spin Rise. Now, tell us briefly about this one. This is the main single of Hot One that you're putting out here. Is there a story behind this song, Rise?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so Rise is actually a song I wrote probably about 7 years ago, walking down Crenshaw Boulevard, and just the way sometimes it happens with me, I'll just get music to pop into my mind. And so I spent years developing it, and it's ironic the way timing works with the passing of the Queen, Aretha. I actually used Natural Woman as a skeleton to write some of the arrangements. Yeah. So I listened to how she did her background, and kind of wrote the backgrounds for the ends of the verses behind how she did that. And I don't know, Rise is just one of those songs. The story behind it is pretty much, I think a lot of people quit on relationships too easily. And so in this song, you have a man who maybe is messed up, maybe has said something to his woman that he shouldn't have, or what have you. And basically, they are past the honeymoon stage and maybe thinking about moving on. And he's like, look, I know I'm wrong, but I'm a man, and I'm going to make some mistakes. But if we can get past the part where we're making mistakes, there's ups and downs, and at the end of the line, you know, we will rise. So that's right. Pretty much the story behind Rise.
Oh, I love it. Thanks for the information, Ray. Everyone, here is Rise, everyone. Stay tuned. We have more for you. Be right back.
Ladies, sit down. I got something I want to say. That I'll always be around to walk beside you every day. Said I'll be your shelter and I'll be your pride. I'll sing you my ear when you
tuning in. That was Rise here on Let's Jazz It Up, Block Talk Radio. I am your host with the most this evening, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva here. Feel free to call on the guest line number, 657-383-0771. Hey, Wade, I love that song, Rise.
Thank you.
I love that one. That is a hot song. It is catchy. It puts you in the mood. It does remind me of Aretha Franklin.
Oh, wow. That's a huge compliment.
Yes. It just, I had chills growing up my arms. I'm like, oh, my God.
Hey, well, I'm glad it had that effect on you. That tells me I'm
doing
something.
Yeah, yeah. You, it got me. I've heard it many times before, but I got to really listen all the way through it, and yes, it gave me chills. We have a caller.
All right.
We have a caller.
Oh, okay.
Area code 904. Please state your name.
Yes, my name is Greg. How you doing, Brenda?
Hey, Greg. How you doing? Thanks for calling in.
All right. How you doing, my brother?
Hey, what's happening, Greg?
Hey, nothing to it. I want to ask you about that song we just played, Rise.
Yes,
it's something deeper that I was hearing. You know what I mean? Can you tell us about the depth of that song itself?
Wow, that's interesting that you would say that, because ironically, a lot of times when I write songs, there's like a historical background behind it or something like that. With Rise, if I'm honest, there really isn't one. The lyrics kind of just came to me. It wasn't about anything that I experienced personally. It just kind of hit me and it came out. I'm glad. I mean, put your own meaning behind it if you need to have, but it, for me, Rise was one of those that just kind of came without it having any personal inspiration for the lyrics themselves.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
Hey,
thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Well, you hear it from one of my one of the most fans that call on the show, most of all my shows. That was Greg here in Evansville, Indiana. And you heard it from him about your music, that song Rise. It can really touch people's hearts. Yeah. Yes. So I would like to ask you this question. What is your website information and any social sites that you're on where our listeners can follow up with you?
Okay, yeah, no, great, great. So my website is wadeclong.com. It's wadeclong.com. And I can be found on Twitter and Instagram, both at wadeclong, wadeclong, facebook.com/wade.c.long. So I can be found on all of those. Please, by all means, hit me up, follow, add. Let's chop it up on there, definitely.
All right. You hear it, you guys. Are you doing any performances, Wade, in your city, in your community? Or do you have any shows to be scheduled later in the year, next year?
I plan to do some shows in a few months. Right now, my main focus is finishing up this album, Summer Song, that'll be out in a few months. And so I'm not really on the road right now. I'm not scheduling any shows. I'm really focused on getting this album done. And once it gets closer to being done, I'll start getting some dates and hopefully put together a tour so I can come around and get blessed by all the fans' presence. That's my goal.
Now, this new music project, Summer Song, Summer Song, that is due out next summer, right?
Yes, next summer is correct.
Okay.
That's it. That's
and you
the
said,
album.
The album. Okay. Okay. Can you give us a little detail of what type of songs would be in the album?
Yeah, summer songs. What I try to do with it is kind of go to all different spectrums of R&B. So you'll hear some R&B, hip hop type songs. You'll hear some R&B, pretty much from the neo soul persuasion. Some things that'll be kind of R&B house-ish. You'll hear some that will sound like a 70s, 80s.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, area code 216. We have a caller, Wade.
I know that voice.
State your name, please. State your name, please.
I am Wade from Auntie Gail.
Auntie Gail?
Yes.
Well, thank you for calling on the show, Gail.
How are you, Wade?
I'm doing well, Auntie. How are you?
I'm good. I just listened to your song. I love it. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Means a lot, yeah. Auntie. More than you know.
Sound like a soul brother.
That's what I'm trying to do.
You got it. You got it. I just
appreciate
called out at you. Let you know.
I appreciate it, Auntie. I know,
yeah,
you are.
You know,
I know you are.
You know I'll support you.
I know. I know. I appreciate the love.
All right, then. I'll move on to other callers.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Auntie.
Okay. Love you. Talk to you later.
Love you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, Wade. How do you feel now?
that's my heart. That's my auntie. Like when I was 4 and 5, sitting around her kitchen, listening to Teddy Pendergrass, singing back and forth to her random artist that she had on the records, the vinyl, the 33 and 45s.
That's auntie.
So everything she said, she definitely meant. So it's wonderful to hear from her.
Well, you were well loved, Wade.
I can tell. I can feel. I can feel the love.
Yes. So, what is your ultimate desire? What you want folks to get out of your music, Wade? What is that ultimate desire?
I want to bring back a lot of positivity that used to be in music. I remember, and even now when I listen to some of the artists from the 70s, kind of like I was mentioning before, it was just a feel of, I mean, you had serious songs and you had your political songs and all that's great, but you can throw on a Commodore's cut of a Brick House or some Gap Band or something, and you just feel like nothing bad is ever going to happen again for those few moments.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yes,
and that's
I know.
Kind of what I want to bring back. I think that's kind of lost. I love a lot of today's music, but I think a lot of that feels lost. If I could bring that back, even start a movement to where we just love to just listen to music because it makes us feel good and inspired us. That would be my ultimate goal.
Well, thank you for that information, Wade. Thank you. You're making me feel all groovy inside already.
Hey, there you go. Hey,
all right. So I want to play another song. This title of this song, For the Love of You. What's up with this song right here, Wade? Can you tell me a little bit, just a little bit?
Wow, that is one of my old songs. Myself and my brother, Storm and Norman, we wrote that, I think, 23 years ago. in my mom's
wow.
basement. Yep, about a girl I had a crush on in high school. And we wrote it then, and I never got to record it until I did the Love Is EP in 2014. And I kind of was sitting around the piano when we were recording that and just going through some songs I knew, and it kind of just picked up, and we were like, okay, let's just put this down, and it ended up on the EP. But yeah, that's one of my jams, one of the many songs I've been able to write with my older brother. So that's For the Love of You.
All right, well, here's For the Love of You. Again, please.
Absolutely. So I'm at Wade C. Long, which is at WadeClong. That's for both Twitter and Instagram. My Facebook page is facebook.com/wade.c.long, spelled out WadeClong, L-O-N-G. And my website is wadeclong.com.
All right, everyone, you hear that from Wade C. Long himself. And also, I would like to ask you this way.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to be called upon to do a live performance with an artist, mm-hmm. who would okay. that be for you?
Ooh, that's a good
doing
question.
Doing that artist and some artists that are still living today, who would you choose? Who would that be?
I love the female voice. So it would have to be, if I had one choice, it would be a female artist. And I would have to say that my favorite female artist is Amel LaRue.
Okay.
I love everything about her voice and everything about her music. That's bucket list stuff right there. Like, I would love to just get on a stage and have 5 or 6 minutes to sing a song with her. Or Layla Hathaway is a close second.
I mean,
she's just as amazing.
Yeah.
And that would just about make my life. I could just go ahead. at that point.
Yeah.
But either of those would be beautiful. Yeah.
Yes, I feel you. I feel you on that one. I feel you. Let's talk about this other song, She.
All right.
I would like to play that on the show. Can you tell me a little bit about this one, She?
Yeah, I can. She was the first single off of my EP in 2014, Love Is. And it was a really cool song because I had an opportunity to do my first music video directed by a very talented man named James Park and a very talented actress, Yasmin Reyes Arouin. I hope I said it. I've known her for years and I've never said her name right. But she was my co-lead in the video, so She was very a special song for me for that reason. I actually wrote it about somebody that I felt exactly what the words say around that time. They ended up ultimately choosing another man instead of me, but I got the song, so I feel like I won.
Okay.
So that's how that goes.
All right. Stay tuned, everyone. We have more for you. This is She by Wade C. Long.
No.
7373-0771. You'll be able to speak with Wade. Oh, Wade, okay. I love that one also. You are real good. You are really good.
You're more than welcome to
go ahead and give a shout out to any persons that helped and supported you on your music journey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I'd definitely love to do that. I mentioned already my brother, Storm and Norman.
Yeah.
All the way back to mom's basement. my older brothers would always kind of look out for me and would buy me musical equipment and give me advice when nobody else thought I sounded good and challenge me and always there for support. There's another man, he's not a brother biologically, but definitely in spirit, a man named Hans Anderson. Hans is one of those people who is just genuine in heart, and because of our brotherhood and because he likes my music, he just, whenever I want to work on something, it's just a matter of clearing his schedule, and he'll work on whatever for just tireless hours. Like I said, I've been blessed by a lot of people, but he's definitely at the top of the list. And I can't forget my mother. My mom is very, everybody thinks their mom is special, but she just did wonderful things raising me and my four brothers by herself and still finding the energy somehow to encourage us in our dreams. And she's not your typical mom, like everything you do is great. She'll tell me when I suck. And that's what I love about her. She'll be like, no, son, that's not that good. But then she'll also support me when it's great. And that to me, and a mom, that's invaluable. So, like, since I was 3 years old, she's been telling me that I could do this. And so, she's irreplaceable. My mom is. And Jesus Christ is pretty fantastic, too. So. I want to thank him because he always, just from giving me the gifts to not letting me quit when I want to and everything, I definitely got to give a shout out to the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that information. Do you have any words of wisdom, a message to deliver for any person here on air? Any advice you want to give to those suffering in the world today? You have a message, do you?
Yeah, I do. It's funny you should ask me that. I was thinking earlier today how on my 18th birthday a few years ago, I wanted to change my name because even though my name is Wade, it seems simple. People always got it like Ray, Wayne, like maybe just because it's just not a very common name. So I was going to change it, but I prayed about it. And when I looked it up in a dictionary, it said to walk through each resistant substance. So that's kind of what I've looked the mantra
wow.
I've lived my life by. Walk
wow.
through each resistant substance. So whenever somebody comes up against something and they're having a tough time in their journey, I always take them back to that walk through each resistant substance. It has a promise to it that's kind of messed up if you think about it, because if you're going to walk
yeah.
through each resistant substance, you're saying that it's going to be resistance. So nobody wants to hear that, but it's there.
Yeah.
So just accept the resistance and make up in your mind beforehand that I'm going to walk through this and I'm going to get to the other side to my goal. And if
right.
nothing else, you're going to be a better you when you come out of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That's deep thought right there. Thank
that's
you
life.
For that.
That's life.
Thank you
no
for
problem.
That. So
no
I would like for you to give information
right.
about your new music coming out and what music site is your music for persons to purchase it on. Is it on iTunes?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. I can. So we already talked about Summer Song coming out next summer. I also have an instrumental EP coming out called Keys, Please. That will be out in another month or two. All of my music you can find on iTunes. If you want to stream it, you can stream it on Spotify. You can find it on Google Play, Tidal. You can stream it on YouTube. You can also, what I do when I want to see where my music is, I do a search on Google, and they all pop up. Just do a search under Wade C. Long. And most streaming sites, major places where you can buy music, online stores, they will have it right there for you to go ahead and download or stream at your desire.
Right. Thank you for that information, Wade. And thank you
Very
for
welcome.
Participating on my show tonight.
Pleasure has been all mine, didn't it?
All right. I will be following you for a very long time with your music, you know. And I want you to come back on the show with your new music.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yes. Yes. So you have a blessed evening, and thank you.
You do the same. Thank you.
I will be playing another one of Wade C. Long's music, the last song in the show. I have a caller. Wade, are you still with me?
I am still there.
Okay, caller. Caller 216.
Hello.
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 Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, we are. You on air? Did you want to speak with Wade?
Yes, I do. Hi, Wade. This is your cousin, Tracy. How are you?
What's up, Tracy?
Hey, I'm listening to your music. It sounds so, so good.
Appreciate you, love. Appreciate you.
No, I miss that feel-good music. I heard you talking about that, like the Commodores and the Gap Band. I miss that type of music because there's so much music that's out now that they put that auto-tune to it, and for me, it doesn't mean anything, and your words, so they mean a lot.
Huh?
It's like something everybody can relate to in their personal life. I know I can. So,
yeah,
that's that feel-good music. I just wanted to say thank you for continuing to put music out like that. I really, truly enjoy it.
Hey, I appreciate the encouragement, because we gotta bring back the feel-good. It's enough to make us feel bad, so we got to bring it back to feel-good.
Thank you so much. I'm enjoying this music.
Glad you are. That's why I'm doing it.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're
Have
welcome.
A great night.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
was "There You Go, Wade. There You Go."
Yeah.
You are well loved.
I see I am.
Well, you have a blessed evening, Wade. This is the end of our showcase. Anyone who has missed the show will still be able to follow with the link and play it anytime. And thanks again, Wade. I'll get back with you later. You have a blessed evening.
All right,
everyone. Thank you all for tuning in here on Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, your host with the most, signing out. This is Norm's House by Wade C. Long.